Opinions expressed by talk show hosts or callers on KWRO AM 630 do not necessarily represent or express the opinions of the staff and management of KWRO AM 630 or Bicoastal Media LLC, its sponsors and subsidiaries. And now, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live from the palatial Bicoastal Media Studios high atop the Hall Building in beautiful downtown Coos Bay, it's the Jim Bice Show. Here he is, Jim Bice, the guy everyone hates to love.
Good afternoon, Coos County, and welcome to the Jim Bice Show. I really, really appreciate you listening, and hopefully the show will give you some valuable information today that you don't normally get elsewhere. Second hour, we're going to have Coos County Commissioner John Sweet come on and explain why we should vote for him instead of his opponent. Should be interesting. And in the coming weeks, we've got more candidates coming on the show. What I'm trying to do is give everybody an equal opportunity to express their views and why people should vote for them. Now, I've not been contacted by some of the campaigns. Caddy McEwen hasn't contacted me, so apparently she doesn't want to come on. Well, this is an equal opportunity show, and right. I don't think anybody can accuse me of ambushing a candidate or berating a candidate. I asked the questions.
I think you did a great job. I think you got a little heated with Katie, but, you know, that was to be expected. But you did so good with the sheriff candidate.
I wasn't heated with Katie. I was flabbergasted.
Flabbergasted, yeah.
I couldn't believe that anybody could believe that crap.
I know. The Obama economy, that's what we're living in now.
She actually, she said she thinks that the booming economy is due to Obama's policies. And my attitude is anybody that's that stupid does not deserve to be in any kind of public office. You don't have to be an Einstein to figure it out. The reason we've got the economy is because Trump came in and he overturned most of Obama's economic stuff, and then he gave us a gigantic tax cut, and then he reduced a lot of regulations that were imposed by Obama. And she thinks that this is Obama's economy?
And the one great thing he did was he went to West Virginia. He just had a rally this past weekend.
Yes,
and he talked about all of the economic points in West Virginia. I think, what did he say, 24% increase in revenue? I mean, that's the kind of stuff that you have to brag about, and he has every right to. And you can't blame this on Obama.
The state of New Mexico, which is basically a blue state.
I used to live there.
They have shown the greatest economic growth of any of the 50 states.
And among those are Hispanics and other minorities.
That's right.
You betcha. Right.
So Katie's way off base, but I'm not surprised because she's a liberal Portland Democrat. So blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I don't know how many of you watched this dog and pony show last week, the so-called Kavanaugh confirmation hearings. Basically, I watched that, and I made copious notes because I downloaded it and watched it and watched it and watched it to make notes. Bottom line on that, when you come right down to it, this show that they put on last week unequivocally showed the Democrats and the media for what they really are. It showed their true colors.
And I think they're going to pay for it in November.
I think they will. You know, we saw nothing but feigned outrage over everything. There was no corroborating evidence. And even over the weekend, I kept checking to find out if there's any corroboration. There is not. Not a single credible witness supporting this Ford woman's allegations or the other women that came forward. In fact, some of the other women that came forward are now running and hiding because they're scared to testify under oath.
Yeah, there was one who came out afterwards who had to recant what she said. Now they're thinking of pressing charges against her.
Which they should.
And they should.
But according to the Democrats, you hold people accountable even though there's no evidence. And according to them now in America, you're guilty until you can prove yourself innocent,
right.
which overturns our entire judicial system.
Right.
You know, the base of our judicial system is that you're innocent until the state can prove you guilty.
And thank goodness so, right?
Absolutely, but not anymore. And then you bring the media into it. You know, the media was having a great time with this. All you saw was shots of all the protesters and all of the anti-Kavanaugh stuff. Well, where was the coverage on the co-chair of the Democrat Party, Keith Ellison? He molested a girl or a woman. She has witnesses. She has medical reports. We have hard evidence, but there's no coverage on that. Or how about Cory Booker?
Right.
He admitted sexual abuse in a 1993 article that he put in a school newspaper where he admitted it. Where's the outcry on that? Or Democrat Richard Blumenthal has been one of the loudmouth Democrats on this thing. He claimed that he was a Vietnam veteran, but he was never anywhere near Vietnam.
Watch one too many Hamburger Hill movies,
I guess. Yeah, so where in the hell is the media? You know, I ask you. And then these protesters, you know, the media was so happy. They showed all these protesters dressed up in their little maid outfits.
Right.
And carrying their placards and all of that. Let me tell you about them, because I did the in-depth research. It took me 5 days. Actually, 4 days, I guess, to get at the bottom of this. Those protesters were paid. They were all paid protesters.
Which group?
There were three different groups
that
were paying them. And I backtracked on those groups. The money originally came from either the DNC, Democrat National Committee, or one or another of the George Soros organizations.
Right.
So what we have is a bunch of paid protesters that probably, in all honesty, didn't even know what the issues were. They just went out there to get their check.
They had a protest in Eugene on the news, and there was like six people out there, and they all looked like, you know, the tin hat.
You know,
kind of people. And so it just doesn't seem like there's a lot of backing that's organic or coming from grassroots.
It's all paid for. It's all part of the deal.
Yep.
And I bet none of you heard on the mainstream media. I know you didn't, because mainstream media didn't pick it up. Did you know that 60 women signed a letter? Now, these were all people who were in school with Kavanaugh or that worked with Kavanaugh subsequently all these years.
Right.
60 of them signed a letter saying that Kavanaugh had never demonstrated any behavior such as he's being accused of, that he is always a perfect gentleman, and that he treated women with courtesy and respect.
You know, that's impressive in itself, because who else would have 60 women who would be willing to stand? I mean, if I went back to high school, I doubt that I could even find 10 who would even know me. So that's impressive
exactly.
In itself.
And this is 36 years ago. Remember that, folks. 36 years ago, this woman, she couldn't remember where it happened. She couldn't remember when it happened. She couldn't remember how she got home. She lied about being afraid to fly to come to the testimony. She lied during the course of the testimony on various things. And the woman, now I don't know, you know, maybe she was molested by somebody. I wasn't there,
right.
But it's a fairly good bet that it was not Kavanaugh. And we already know that the woman's a Democrat activist. I mean,
right.
She was out there demonstrating
right.
with her silly little pink vagina hat, and she was carrying signs, never Trump, or Trump is not my president. What is it? Duh. And then, of course, the so-called confidential letter that this Ford woman sent to Dianne Feinstein, it was supposed to be confidential.
Yeah.
So who leaked it to the to the media.
Well, you know, Jim, I was watching C-SPAN. I love them because they stay right through and play the whole thing. And when she was asked that question, the two ladies behind her all of a sudden had this incredible look of shock and awe, like they were busted out all of a sudden. And they looked like they were, you know, guilty of what they were what Feinstein was being accused of. And then when she had to turn around and say, well, we didn't release it. And then she had to look back at those two women and ask them, well, we didn't release it, right? And, you know, they had to come forward and explain to her what happened. And then she denied it, you know, and then she kind of flip-flopped on that later, too. So,
well, and during the course of the testimony, it's been backtracked now. Somebody that was in that room, they nailed it down to that, sent out the addresses and phone numbers of a number of the Republican representatives there. It's called doxing.
Yeah.
And urged people to go out and harass these people at their home. So this is what we have in a Democrat Party. They're basically a bunch of, I can't say it on the air.
But you know, Jim, you have to, you know, kind of lean on Flake and the flip-flop he did at the end of that.
Well, he's appropriately named.
Flake.
Yes.
Yeah. And he couldn't even win re-election, so this is why he's doing
out.
It. Yeah.
Well,
pathetic.
He even admitted that if he was running for re-election, he would have never called for that extension.
Yeah. Well, at least that little moment of truth, you really know where he lies.
Yeah. Anyway, we got to take a break here. So stick with us. We got a caller on the line. We'll go to the caller right after we come out of the break. So we'll be right back.
Hi, Danny at Far West Tire and Auto here. With winter in your rearview mirror and summer around the corner, it's time to consider upgrading to Goodyear tires. And now couldn't be a better time. With Goodyear soaring into summer savings event from April 1st to June 30th, you can get up to $160 back on 4 select Goodyear tires. So stop by Far West Tire and Auto on Highway 101, Coos Bay. Always the right tire, always the right price.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole in the Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
The RV business is booming at the Boomin' Y, and Gibbs RV is looking for nice pre-owned RVs to consign or buy. Gibbs RV makes it so simple. They will come to your location, give you a fair appraisal, and help take care of all the paperwork. It doesn't get any easier than that. So let the professionals at Gibbs RV take the hassle out of selling or consigning your RV. Stop by and see them today at 1845 Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay by the Big Boomin' Y in Empire, or check them out at GibbsRV.com.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the show. And as promised, we're going to go right to the phones. We're going to talk to Roger in Coos Bay. Roger, welcome to the Jim Bice Show. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'll make this quick because I got a sore throat and I've been coughing all morning. But I've been listening to this Kavanaugh garbage, and it won't do any good to rehash what's wrong with the Democrats. Or we'd be down here for 8 hours. But my question is, why don't the Republicans grow some backbone and start going after these stupid liberals? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not a constitutional lawyer, but when Ruth Bader Ginsburg goes overseas and says our Constitution is outdated and we should change it, isn't that grounds for impeachment?
Well, in the real world, yeah, but you got to remember, inside the Washington bubble, there's no reality. Everything's fantasy land.
And, Roger, you got to remember, Ruth Bader just came out and said that she doesn't even have some of her rulings based on the Constitution. It's based on international law. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's amazing. Why don't the Republicans demand an investigation into a Feinstein having a Chinese spies or driver? Why don't they?
Yeah, for 20 years.
Yeah.
20 years she had a Chinese spy as a driver, and she didn't know it. I agree with you, Roger, but I've got the answer that you're looking for, and I've been saying it on this show for years. The Republicans are the party of stupid.
Yep.
Now, thank God that some of them are starting to grow some gonads with Trump. They found out that Trump's right. He knows what he's doing.
Right.
And they're trying to jump on the bandwagon. But just because they're doing that doesn't mean that they're still not stupid, because, like you say, why aren't we investigating this? Why aren't we doing all these things? It's because they're stupid. I don't know what else to, you know, they're not ignorant, because they know the information. They're not unintelligent. Stupid is when you know differently and proceed in spite of that, and that's what they are.
Yeah.
So
Trump this morning called like Blumenthal what he is, a damn liar, and I thought that was great.
He is a liar. He's been lying for years. I brought that up several years ago. He claiming to be a Vietnam veteran. Hell, he wasn't anywhere near Vietnam.
Yeah, I mean, I lived through that era. I didn't go to Vietnam. It would have been easy for me to lie for the last 20 years, but that's as low as you can get to try to take credit for what other people did.
Exactly, and, well, that's what... That's Democrats in general, I guess.
Well, that's the whole problem, is that the Democratic Party has gone so far down the rabbit hole that they're literally in communist China now.
Well,
everything they say is a lie and two-faced and hypocritical. Of course, the problem is, if you turn on MSNBC and CNN for more than 2 minutes, you realize that they tell people what they want to hear. Last night on MSNBC, they had a whole hour special about how Trump met with these people in the Trump Tower and was taking money from a rich Russian. Well,
yeah,
what about
except,
George Soros giving money?
Except there is no proof of that.
No proof whatsoever,
It's more the same thing, Roger. We get finger-pointing and allegations, but when you ask for proof of anything, it isn't there.
And I'm willing to bet the ratings on that was absolutely nothing compared to what's going on in the news overall.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's really turned into a Stalinistic kind of a gulag mentality where all they got to do is come out and make a claim. Of course, like you said, these are paid professional protesters.
Yes, they are. And the thing is, I think they're shooting themselves in the foot, because I look at the polling every day, and people are not falling for it. The normal people in this country have finally said, okay, we've had enough of this crap. We're going to end it. I'll go on record right now. I'm anticipating a big red wave in November. And I think that's going to sweep over Oregon as well.
I don't think they're going to be able to take over the Senate, and they're going to possibly gain a few seats in the House, but I don't know if they'll even be able to take over
that.
No,
they're not going to take it over. So.
But they will take a few seats. I mean,
they'll take a few seats, but that's... You know, and the seats they take are basically going to be from gutless Republicans anyway. So who cares?
Yeah, who cares? Yeah.
Yeah, if they're going to vote with the Democrats, they may as well be Democrats.
And you know, I personally, I'd rather have someone in there I know what kind of animal is than someone who's pretending to be something they're not.
Yeah, it's called knowing your enemy. Okay. Well, thank you, Roger. I appreciate the call.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, normally, I criticize Republicans just as much as I do the Democrats. I generally regard Republicans as the gutless party of stupid, as I just said a number of times, and the Democrats as a party of lies and evil. And I think last week bears that out. Unfortunately, I hate to admit it, but these recent events are proving me right. The Republicans are indeed stupid, and the Democrats are indeed lying, evil pieces of crap. The current witch hunts against Donald Trump and now Judge Brett Kavanaugh have now convinced me that we're next. Yes, I mean us, the American people, all of you folks listening to me, or at least the Christians, the blacks, the Asians, the Muslims, the conservatives, Republicans, libertarians, Hispanics, the LGBTQ folks, immigrants, rich and poor, middle class, and everybody else among the 63 million people that voted for Donald Trump. We're next. They're coming after us. And let's not forget the never-Trumpers and those that have since walked away from the lying and corrupt Democrat Party. We're all next, folks. They're coming after us. They've gone after Trump. So far, they've failed. But they're going to keep trying. It doesn't matter that the real corruption and collusion was in the Hillary Clinton campaign, not the Trump campaign, that the government lied to get FISA spy warrants, that socialist operatives have been exposed within the government working to undermine the administration of a duly elected president. Trump opposes a leftist agenda, so he's got to go.
By any means necessary.
And now they're going after Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. And they haven't yet succeeded, and they probably won't, but that doesn't mean they're going to quit. It doesn't matter to them that this man has been investigated by the FBI six times. Six times. That he vehemently denies on penalty of perjury the accusations made against him, while this Christine Blasey Ford has yet to give a statement under oath, or that this other woman, this Deborah Ramirez, was so drunk that she couldn't remember the salient facts without 6 days of having her memory massaged and refreshed by an activist attorney.
I can only imagine what that takes.
Oh, God. I bet that was I would have loved to have witnessed that.
Well, it's hard to get such a small mind to, you know, massage like that.
Well, he must have used tweezers. Yeah. That's all I think. Nor does it matter that every single purported witness identified by both of these accusers denies their accounts. Kavanaugh is a conservative, and his presence on the Supreme Court threatens the leftist agenda, so he's got to be destroyed. You know, this whole dog and pony show is about two things. It's about murdering babies and taking away our Second Amendment rights. That's
absolutely.
That's all it's about.
The thing is, I love the way the Republicans have handled themselves compared to the way the Clintons handled themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the Clintons, remember, you could take a $20 bill through a trailer park. Anyone would say anything for it. And then they would attack their accusers, and the whole Democratic machine got behind this attack. You know, it must be a right-wing conspiracy. These women are liars. And some of these women were Democrats and had worked for the Democratic Party for many, many years.
Which means that they will throw anybody under the bus for the sake of the agenda.
But you notice the Republicans haven't been doing that. In fact, they have welcomed each and every person to the table that has made these accusations. They've gone along with this weak extension. They've gone along with listening to her testimony.
And gave her a fair hearing.
Right.
It was, they bent over backwards. You know,
so they're the party of gutless, but at least they have that morals, those morals.
You know, the bottom line to all this is that those of us that voted for Trump are the real problem, according to the liberals. So the left wants to get rid of the Electoral College because that gives voice to smaller, less populated rural states, and it offsets the Democrat strongholds of Illinois, New York, and Chicago, and California. The Electoral College is a threat to the lefties' agenda, so it has to go. Now, those of us, the normal people in this country who speak out, must be demonized as hate groups, and our voices silenced. That's why these leftists are working with the mega multinational social media platforms to shut down our Facebook accounts, limit our reach on Twitter, and lock us out of our YouTube videos. That's the whole bottom line. That's what this is all about. When the government passes laws that force us to violate our common sense and our religious beliefs, like California did when it forced pro-life pregnancy centers to promote abortion, or like Colorado and Oregon did when they tried to force a Christian baker, and I don't remember what the guy in Oregon, that was a bakery too, wasn't
it? Was a bakery, through administrative procedures, yes.
Yeah. They tried to force them to create a cake celebrating a homosexual marriage, and we're supposed to silently comply. If we don't, if we assert our free speech and our free exercise of religion rights, then we're weaponizing the First Amendment. So the First Amendment, at least for normal people, has to go. And
well, at least for you and me, I'm sure.
Yeah. We've got Haven on the line from Bandon. Haven, welcome to the Jim Bice Show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Jim, how's it going?
Same old crap, another day.
Same old crap, yeah. Yeah, it's foggy. That's about the only difference down here.
Yeah. So
I just wanted to throw up there, you know, watching all the Kavanaugh stuff this week, and I mean, what a joke.
It is. It's a dog and pony show. And what did you think of all of the screeching women out there, whining and sniveling?
I liked how the story changed, because when the charges first came up, the story was that he grabbed her by the butt at a party. Well, how many of us in high school never did that?
Oh, I never did that. Come on. I mean, sure.
But it was 36 years ago. Do you remember what happened 36 years ago?
Vaguely.
It was the 80s. The women were grabbing our asses at the time. So I don't know how these people are coming up with this stuff.
Yeah.
It wasn't happening to me in 82. I was 7 years old. So,
oh, well. You missed out on all the good stuff.
Oh, yeah. The 70s were fun.
But so you thought the thing was as ridiculous as we do, apparently.
I thought it was a joke. I sat there watching it. My favorite is kind of the timeline where, you know, she called somebody on her cell phone in 82 when they didn't come out until 84.
Right,
She couldn't remember where, when, how the party was or how she got home, but she knew it was him.
Right,
You know, I mean, come on. I had the same dumbfounded look as I had when Bill Clinton was testifying when I was, you know, 20 years ago, that he didn't have sex with his interns.
Right, yeah.
The story he threw up there, you know, the story he threw up there, if you were in high school, the mother of whoever you were with wouldn't have bought it.
No.
The story she threw up there, the mother of whoever wouldn't have bought it. I mean, come on.
What is the definition of is? That's what Kavanaugh should have said.
Well, and then they go after Kavanaugh because he had enough of it and struck back. And now he just doesn't have the temperament to be a justice.
I'll tell you what, if it was my wife and kids, I think I'd have been a little bit more adamant than he was.
I think he was perfectly fine.
I honestly don't think I would have waited for a testimony.
I would have probably run across the room and strangled somebody right in front of the cameras.
Yeah, or on the way out of the courthouse, I'd have grabbed somebody from CNN or one of those Alphabet networks by the throat and went, come here. You want an interview? Come here.
I mean, three times now he's been accused essentially of trying to rape women. And any normal man, any normal person who's been made, you know, been accused of those types of crimes, if you don't get mad, if you don't get upset, there might be something wrong with you. You might be guilty.
Or better yet, and you guys know a lot of people like I do, how many women do you know that have been assaulted? I know a couple. How many of them don't remember every detail of it? They don't want to talk about it, but they remember every detail of it.
Well, two
how many of them.
Yeah.
How many of them walk up to somebody the week after and go, hey, how's it going? Let's have a coffee.
Well, two women that I know that have been sexually assaulted in the past, they couldn't wait to get out and tell the whole world about it. They actually went to the cops and filed charges.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and then one of my favorites of her testimony is that she was in a hurry to get out of there. So she abandoned her friend at the party. What a pal.
Well, let me ask you this. How many times have you actually stood up and protected women at a party? I've been at parties where women have passed out, and I've had friends who wanted to take advantage of them, and I've stood up for those young ladies. You know, they try to demonize men, and I'll tell you what, there are a lot of guys out there who put themselves on the line just to protect young women. So it's not a one size fit all.
Nope.
The whole thing is just,
it's a joke. It's a joke. It's a poor joke, and the Democrats are showing us who and what they really are, and I hope people take note of that. I'm going to have to let you go, Haven, because I'm way overdue for a break. I thank you for the call.
You betcha.
Okay, and with that, we're going to give something away. This is from your locally owned McDonald's restaurants, located in Coos Bay, North Bend. There's one inside Walmart and one in Reedsport. And what we're giving away here is I have one free breakfast sandwich of your choice, another one for one free dessert of your choice, one for one free small McCafe beverage of your choice, and one for one free lunch or dinner sandwich of your choice, as well as a sheet of coupons that are on various products. It's buy one, get one free. And I'm going to give all this away to caller number 3. At 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now 541-267-2124. Be caller number 3, and you win all these goodies from your locally owned McDonald's restaurants. And we'll be right back.
And now your weekly car care tip from Tom's Bulldog Automotive.
Hi, I'm Tom from Tom's Bulldog Automotive in Coos Bay. With the cold winter months here, it is time to have your cooling system serviced. Many people think their antifreeze only keeps their car's engine from freezing. In reality, the engine coolant does much more than protect your engine against the cold. It also protects against heat and corrosion. A quick way to destroy your engine is to run it too hot. Aluminum components can warp as a result of excessive heat. Good coolant improves the cooling system efficiency. It also keeps the cooling system from rusting, which can cause severe problems over time.
Go to Tom's Bulldog Automotive today. They'll clean, flush, and put new antifreeze in your cooling system to make sure your car is in tip-top shape for winter. Call Tom's Bulldog Automotive at 541-269-0399. That's 541-269-0399. Or go to tomsbulldog.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 3rd year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so I have insomnia, but I've never slept better. And what's changed? Just a pillow. It's had such a positive impact on my life. And, of course, I'm talking about MyPillow. I fall asleep faster, I stay asleep longer, and now you can too. Just go to MyPillow.com or call 800-919-6090. Use the promo code Hannity, and Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, has the special four-pack. Now, you get 40% off 2 MyPillow premiums and 2 go-anywhere pillows. Now, MyPillow is made here in the USA, has a 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com right now or call 800-919-6090, promo code Hannity, to get Mike Lindell's special four-pack offer. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for 40% off, and that means once those pillows arrive, you start getting the kind of peaceful and restful and comfortable and deep-healing and recuperative sleep that you've been craving and you certainly deserve. MyPillow.com, promo code Hannity. You will love this pillow.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. And you're quick calling. We have a winner for the McDonald's goodies. But we got another thing coming up next hour, so stick with us. You know, we hear all this talk about illegal aliens. And Democrats want to call them immigrants. They don't want to call them illegal aliens, and they don't even want to use the term illegal.
They want to call them registered Democrats.
Yeah. Well, they try to lump it all together. You know, we ran into this with Katie Eyman.
Yeah.
She wants to lump all immigrants in together. She doesn't want to distinguish between legal immigration and illegal immigration.
Right.
That's your standard Democrat talking point. But because immigrants tend to vote Democrat, immigration laws, as well as the agencies intended to enforce them, threaten the leftist agenda. So immigration laws and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement have to go, according to the libs. It's the same for voter ID laws, ensuring that only U.S. citizens can vote. Those laws, too, have got to go, folks. They've got to go. Just ask any liberal Democrat. But inconveniently for the Democrats, a recent study by Yale and MIT revealed that the number of illegal aliens in the United States is twice what they've been telling us it is. There's over 22 million. Imagine the impact on elections if only a fraction of that number, say 10% of them, were to vote illegally. You know, normal people would lose America permanently. We may as well just move out.
And that's happening in the smaller cities where those demographics have changed drastically.
It is. It's happening even as we speak. And then, you know, when young men are accused of sexual assault on college campuses, they're routinely deprived of due process rights like the presumption of innocence, like we saw last week on Kavanaugh. They're also deprived of the right to counsel and the right to confront their accusers. These basic protections, we're told, are just part of the toxic masculinity. That's the bottom line here. Toxic masculinity that contributes to the rape culture on campuses. So because of that, we got to get rid of due process as well. Yeah, we can't have that. In fact, last week, we saw the accusation equals conviction narrative elevated to the national level. Several Democrats and pundits have stated expressly that Brett Kavanaugh, indeed any normal man, should be presumed guilty and have to prove his innocence. Meanwhile, Democrat men like former President Bill Clinton and more recently Representative Keith Ellison and Cory Booker and Richard Blumenthal get a pass, even with abundant evidence that they've done wrong stuff.
Heck, Cory admitted it.
Yeah. He couldn't deny it because he'd put it in a 1993 college newspaper.
Yeah, but he had a mea culpa in it that, you know, oh, we'll forgive him because he felt bad about it kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, I feel bad about a lot of things.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. But these liberal Democrats, they know that government deprivation of our constitutional rights is far less likely if we can defend ourselves against it. So the Second Amendment's got to go, too. They hold firearms responsible for increasing suicides, mass murders, increased violence in our society, while vilifying the same law enforcement agencies and officers that work to keep us all safe. The bottom line here, only idiots and politicians...
That's redundant.
I'm sorry, I repeated myself. Only idiots and politicians are stupid enough to hold inanimate objects responsible for human behavior. You know, a la Kattie McEwen and her vote supporting SB 914. Well, we had this guy testify, and his son committed suicide with a gun, so guns are bad. Did it ever occur to anybody that maybe these young people are confused? I mean, look at what society's teaching them. They don't know whether they're boys or girls anymore. And if you look at the hard numbers, transgenderism right now is 9 times higher than it was just 2 years ago. Homosexuality is 4 times higher than it was 10 years ago. No wonder these kids are confused and killing themselves. Hell, I'd be confused if I was a young person myself.
Yeah, I was going to say, when a socialist utopia comes about, I hope I have a gun to blow my brains out when it happens. So,
no,
you know.
Kidding. But are you getting a picture yet, folks? Are you understanding what I'm saying? It isn't just the impeachment of President Trump that's at stake in November. It isn't even just a possible future impeachment of Justice Kavanaugh if he's confirmed, or the next battle for the composition of the Supreme Court, which may be all that stands between us and those that would chisel away our rights piece by piece, like Obama tried to do. It's every religious belief, every institution, every aspect of the United States Constitution, every federal and state law, every principle and practice and policy that stands in the way of the leftist agenda getting what they want that they believe they've got to destroy. Today's leftists don't play by the rules because that doesn't guarantee that they were going to win. So the rules have got to go. The liberal Democrats have already announced their platform for the midterms elections in November. And if you've been paying attention, here's what it is. They're promising higher taxes, more regulations, unlimited abortions at taxpayer expense, abolition of the Second Amendment, impeachment of Donald Trump, open borders, and a judicial system that operates according to political agendas rather than the Constitution or rule of law.
Sounds like a real winner, huh?
Yeah. Democrats, right down to the local level, have proven that they don't really give a rat's behind about the people or the welfare and security of this country. All they want is unlimited power and the ability to inflict their corruption on the rest of us. And normal people had better show up and vote in November, like their lives and their liberties depend on it, because they do. They do. Did we have a caller holding? Ah, we have a call holding. We have John from Barview.
Hey, John from Barview.
Yeah, welcome to the Jim Bai Show. What's
hey
on
guys,
your mind?
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Is that Rob with you, Jim?
Yeah,
I think
okay,
so.
Okay, great. Perfect. Since I've returned from Florida, I'm guilty of not keeping up with much of the inside dope on referendums and who to
yeah,
vote.
We will be addressing that next week, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to go through all the ballot measures next week.
Yeah, we got quite a few ballot measures, local and statewide.
I'm just interested in, too, why is the TV advertising don't put a sales tax on food? There's no sales tax in the state. What's the scam here?
Well, don't believe the ads that you've seen, because all of them are incorrect. They're not telling the truth.
Yeah.
The reason that this whole thing came up and was put on the ballot was because a bunch of the crooks in Salem have been talking about, well, we can't get a statewide sales tax, so we're going to do it piecemeal on different items.
Yeah, that's just what I thought it was all about.
That's exactly what it's all about.
Hey, one more thing, Jim.
Yeah.
Newt Bueller.
Right.
I don't know much about him. I get Facebook email stuff from him. Is his TV ads are about fixing the education system.
Right.
Which way is he going? Is he going the big spender route?
Well,
is he going to tackle the...
He hasn't told us. He's pulling the same political crap they all do. He's talking in generalities without specifics.
Right. And the thing is, could he do any worse than what they're doing with the educational system?
Yeah.
We are in the bottom for every category.
Yeah, we're in the country.
I don't have any children going to school in this state.
You're fortunate.
Yes.
Okay. Listen in next week. We'll address the ballot measures, okay?
Yeah, all right, thanks. I appreciate your need to for speed. Okay, talk to you later.
Okay, thanks, John. And with that, we have got to take a break because we're running way over time, so we'll be right back.
Well, I was driving across town when my car got down, started lurching and trying to die. Well, luckily, there was a shop, and when it struggled to a stop, a nice fella met me right outside. I said, man, something's wrong. What the heck is going on? He said, I tell you this, I got no doubt. You just relax and don't you worry. We can fix it in a hurry because your car is what we're all about. We do it all.
Bayshore Auto and RV Repair, your one-stop shop for all your automotive and RV mechanical repairs. Stop by and see Jeff and his friendly staff on Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay.
Looking for a new or used firearm? You should get to know the friendly folks at World Pawn Exchange. Located at 1980 Sherman in downtown North Bend, World Pawn Exchange buys, sells, and trades firearms of all types. And with their extensive, ever-changing inventory, they could have just the right firearm for you. If they don't have that gun that you want in stock, they'll be more than happy to special order it for you. World Pawn Exchange in downtown North Bend, where you'll find more than you can possibly imagine.
Hey everyone, this is Rob from Basin Tackle, and we want to invite you to tune in every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for our Basin Tackle Outdoor Show. It's going to be an hour of fun, frivolity, and of course, fishing. We're also going to have hints, tips, and suggestions to help you catch more fish. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, we're going to have something for everyone, with guests, call-ins, giveaways, and whatever else I can think of as I head into the studio. Remember, folks, that's Wednesdays at 3 p.m., brought to you by Basin Tackle, where we set you up for adventure and give you directions to get there.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the show. I just heard the ad for Basin Tackle, and I kind of wanted to plug them a little more. I go down there every once in a while and talk to Rob and the guys down there, and you know, they're really good guys. And if you're a fisherman, I'll admit I'm not much of a fisherman. But if you're a fisherman, they have literally everything you could possibly imagine. Plus, they've got some really great advice. One of the reasons I stopped in recently is I asked them, okay, my wife wants to can some tuna. Where's the best place to get it? And they pointed me in the right direction. But they're great folks down there. Even if you're not a fisherman, even if you, you know, aren't into that, might not hurt if you're Charleston. Just stop by Basin Tackle and say hello to the guys, because they're really neat people.
I've been impressed with KWRO and some of the lineup they have. They have the Basin Tackle Show,
yeah,
which is an excellent show. If you really are interested in going and getting fishing and the outdoor information, that's a great place to get your info. I was recently on the gun show. I forget the guy who does that on Sundays,
right.
You know, and I called in and talked about the Second Amendment preservation ordinances that we have going all over the state right now.
Right.
And that was a really good input. And we have iSpy. It's a new radio, the friends of mine,
right,
who do that. And they're another one who brings on all kinds of different people to talk about what's going on in the government. And they deal in with sometimes conspiracy, but sometimes with generalization of people who work in the government and stuff. They've had some great guests on to talk about different issues and stuff. So we've got a great lineup on this.
We really do. And
radio station.
The way I look at it, we are the counter to the mainstream media,
where the
mainstream media only wants to pursue agendas, you know, like our not quite daily toilet paper here.
Right, right.
You know, the publication that keeps, they keep trying to convince us they're a newspaper.
Yeah, yet they don't report anything.
I track this. Over a five-week period, they published no less than 7 articles that had already been proven false.
Right.
But they published them anyway.
Yeah.
Is it any wonder people are confused?
Jim, what was even worse is they published them as breaking news.
Yeah.
I was like, really? Come on. The story is late and the news has been debunked. So I'm not even sure why you guys are even putting it out there. Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Well, they're, you know, I think I've labeled them appropriately. They're
I
not
think
quite
so.
Daily toilet paper, because that's really all it's good for. And to be real honest, folks, I'm serious about this. Don't try to use it for toilet paper, because it'll probably leave black stripes.
Right, you know? Absolutely. Hey, Jim, if I get a chance, I was wondering if maybe I could thank a couple of police officers.
It.
You bet you. We had a couple of police officers who witnessed a homeless woman attack me after one of the meetings, and we went to court a year later. This just happened a week ago, and they had a jury, 5 women, 1 man, and they listened to her lie. And by the way, anyone who doesn't think people lie or don't think women lie, she got up there and she completely made this story up of how I attacked her, how I threatened her, and how a group surrounded her and started calling her names, and so she had to push me and attack me because she was feeling threatened.
Right.
Well, 2 police officers, Coos Bay's finest, and I want to thank those gentlemen, but I don't want to mention their name because, you know, I don't want to give them that kind of stress. But they did an excellent job, and if you gentlemen are listening, I want to thank you for getting up there, corroborating my story, because they found her guilty of harassment, and they fined her $300. So just to point out, just because someone's loud and obnoxious like me doesn't mean we're always bad and we're doing the wrong thing. And just because someone's small and petite doesn't mean they're always right.
You're loud and obnoxious? Really?
No,
I
would have
never guessed.
Yeah,
I'm just
a pussycat.
Yeah, it's just like me. I'm just a lovable little fuzzball.
Just a little lovable little fuzzball. But, you know, that's great that they had to show up during the day and they came out and they testified because they had to spend half the day there. And you know, the newspaper, this was happened at a meeting called that was titled Problems Caused by Homelessness. And the newspaper reporter was 5 feet away from me when this woman attacked me, and yet not a word of it was in the paper.
Well, of course not, because it didn't fit their agenda. And that's a problem we have, folks. You know, I'll be the first to admit, I don't know everything there is to know. If I did, I'd probably be a gazillionaire.
But, right.
I try to do the research and bring factual information. If I can't prove it from three different sources, I don't talk about it. Yet the mainstream media picks up any little thing, whether it's provable or not, and they run with it. And the part that offends me most, you know, the whole idea of freedom of the press in First Amendment was that the press has a specific job under the Constitution. That's to let the people know what the politicians are doing so that we can make valid decisions.
Right.
But they don't do that anymore. It's all agendas. They don't care about facts. They don't care about truth. All they care about is, I don't know what the hell they care about, but it sure isn't keeping the people informed. That music in the background means we're at the top of the hour, so we're going to hear from some of our fine sponsors, and of course we're going to hear some fake news from the corrupt media, so put on your brain filters, suffer through it, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the show. As promised, I have a very special guest in the studio today. I have Coos County Commissioner John Sweet, and of course, he's running for re-election. And we had his opponent on, was it last week?
Yeah, it was last week.
You know, I don't even know what day it is most of the time. I get so confused on the timeline.
Well, that works when you walk around and you actually pick up stuff out of the store and you walk out with it. Oh, I don't remember. I'm getting old. I don't know.
I haven't quite gotten
got there yet. Okay. Well, you know.
I'm working on it, though.
Okay.
Anyway, I have John in the studio with me. And, John, welcome to the Jim Bice Show.
Jim, thank you very much. Good to see you again.
Yeah.
Even you, Bob Ross.
Hey, John.
To see you too.
Yeah.
I'm going to start this out the way I do with every candidate. I'm going to ask you to explain to the folks why they should vote for you. Just, you know, a little 3 or 4 minute dissertation on how wonderful you are and why people should vote for you. I do this with all candidates.
I was going to say, that's a good question that you've asked all the candidates. Yes.
Well, I don't know how wonderful I am. I don't think we should get too far into that, Jim. Thanks for the opportunity. The two answers that I've given most commonly when asked that question are two reasons.
Okay.
One is experience.
Right.
I've had experience as a county commissioner. I've had a lot of experience here in Coos County. I'm a forestry student. I worked with shipping. I'm familiar with ports and port activities. Was a director at a couple of banks. I was on the board for a union pension plan. So I've had good financial experience, and I've had leadership experience and business experience. And
I think that's a real key is the business experience.
The second thing I would say is my interest in jobs. I think Coos County ranks amongst the worst 6 or 8 counties in the state in terms of poverty. And to me, the best antidote to poverty is jobs.
I couldn't agree with you more. You know, I listen to the politicians out of Salem telling how wonderful things are and how unemployment in the state is falling and blah, blah, blah. But It hasn't impacted Coos County significantly one way or the other.
Well, my opponent at a recent forum said that we're all rich here. Look at the wonderful environment we have, the sun, the rain, the wind, the trees,
so
the
rich,
water,
why in the hell can't people pay their rent?
and all those, I'm not putting those things down. They're wonderful. It's right. A big reason why I live here. But you can't eat those things.
No.
How do you tell the 25% of our kids who live in poverty, one of the highest rates in the state,
right,
that we're all rich?
Right. Well, you know, the reality is... I've lived in Coos County now for 31 years. Coos County was depressed when I got here, and it really hasn't gotten significantly better. We've managed to, I guess, juggle things around and trade dollars amongst ourselves to the point that we're surviving. But that's basically all we're doing. Coos County is not moving ahead like the rest of the country, taking advantage of the economic boom and all the other things that are happening. And we need people that understand that doing what we've been doing for the last 30 years hasn't really worked all that well. All we've been doing is stopgap measures. We haven't been able to do anything proactively. And which brings me to my first question to you. I see Jordan Cove as a potential boon to the area simply because it's going to bring a lot of outside money in and allow us to utilize that money to expand products and services in the county. Statistically, for every dollar that's spent, it circulates five times through the economy.
Right.
And the problem we've had for all these years is we're just trading dollars amongst ourselves. We're not bringing in anything new. And Jordan Cove promises to do that, not only initially with the initial construction, but with the operation. And as things continue, what we're going to see, and I've talked to quite a number of people on this, we could conceivably get our shipping agents back. We could conceivably start utilizing the port for what it was intended for. Right now, the port's operating, what, probably 12-15% of capacity compared to what it was years ago. You know, people don't realize at one time this was the largest lumber exporting port on the West Coast.
You know that, yeah, you go to the museums and you look at the pictures and see how, you know, just on the Coquille River, but here in Coos Bay, the amazing, you know, our port, because it's one of the deep sea ports that they can bring in ships and
right.
stuff. That's why the LNG wants to come here. And I believe that because of what we have for tourism and what we can offer with those natural resources, we are set for a boom in the next 30 years. And you can tell because we're the number one destination for people who are moving. And I think you're going to see a lot of young people coming here from California who are interested in doing more than what they were doing in that state, because it's killing ingenuity over in that state.
It is, and I know you're a supporter of Jordan Cove.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, the county has already seen benefits from Jordan Cove. You want to kind of outline to the people? I know the Sheriff's Department just got a couple new vehicles.
Well, yeah, Jordan Cove, in anticipation of being able to locate here, wants to be up and or prepared. Wants us to be prepared when construction starts.
Right.
And one of the things they anticipate is a need for greater public safety. And to that end, they have funded several deputy positions.
Right.
So that we can start hiring and training people for what's to come. And so they've been a good citizen already.
I think they have. And of course... one of the big complaints, and this is one of the things that I think is probably valid, but, you know, they talk about the possibility of Jordan Cove coming in here, building their facility, operating it for a few years, and then abandoning it and leaving us hanging. I think there's ways around that. Wouldn't it be possible to negotiate a deal with Jordan Cove that, okay, we want you to come here, however, we would like for you to post a bond equal to the estimated cost of cleanup if you decided to abandon the facility. That wouldn't be that difficult to do, would it?
Well, Jim, I haven't gone there. I don't know. I can't imagine anyone spending $5 billion on a project, another $2 billion on a pipeline and walking away from it.
I
do know one thing, that Asia is a rapidly growing area. The economies in Asia are booming.
Yes.
They're going to need more energy as time goes by. We have energy here in the United States.
Yes.
Now, right now, the preponderance of the energy being used in much of Asia is coal.
Yes.
It's a horrible fuel.
Especially the way they burn it.
Yeah, the way they do it. They don't bother with the scrubbers or anything.
They just
burn it.
They just burn it. And natural gas burns so much cleaner than fuel.
And it's so much more economical, too.
Absolutely. So there's huge environmental benefit to doing this.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't see someone investing that much money without... on a short-term horizon.
I don't either. I'm just looking for ways to placate. You know, I talk to quite a number of people every week in my travels doing business. I try to talk to as many different people as I possibly can, because I try to get a feel of what people are thinking in the area. It gives me a little bit of a guideline on where to go with the show. And I think there are some people out there that have genuine concerns. They're not anti-Jordan Cove, but some of these things that have been brought up are concerning to a number of people. And I thought, well, maybe there's a way to mitigate this to assuage some of those concerns and allow this to go forward with a whole lot more support than, of course, I'm not sure about the support either, because years ago, people were demanding, well, let's put it on the ballot. Let's let the voters decide. And once the commissioners at the time, I remember talking to Nikki Whitty about this. She was more than willing to do that. And when she expressed that willingness, then the cave people, the citizens against virtually everything, then they backed away. Oh, no, well, we don't really want to put it on the ballot. I think what we have is a relatively small but highly vocal minority out there that's been fighting this for years. They're the same people that fought against Stegg Power. They're the same people that fought against Nucor. Every time we've tried to bring any kind of industry into this area that creates jobs, these people have slithered out from under their rocks, and they've used lies and innuendo and misrepresentation of the facts to try to convince people that Coos County doesn't need jobs, and you and I both know that that's not true.
Well, Jim, back to your idea about a bond. I'm a little bit hesitant to push too hard on that. It costs money to do those things.
It does.
And we want businesses to come here and prosper. And I think we want to be positive about their future and our future. And to suggest that they have to pay for a bond in order to locate here,
I know, it's going
the wrong direction.
I agree with you. I guess I'm casting around for ways to alleviate the concerns of some people that perhaps haven't done sufficient research into it and don't really understand what's going on. Unfortunately, our so-called newspaper, the Not Quite Daily Toilet Paper, has really done a very poor job of explaining this to the people. And from your position as a commissioner, you don't have time to go out and be a teacher. You've got to act on the information you've got in front of you. And it's supposedly up to the media to give people valid information, and unfortunately that hasn't happened here.
Well, I do agree with you. I think there's a lot of fear-mongering going on here, trying to turn people against this. We see LNG facilities in much bigger ports than Coos Bay.
Oh, yeah.
Fukushima, Japan,
right,
is in the process, I believe, if the information I have is correct, and I'm sure it is, building a new LNG terminal to receive LNG to power a new power plant they're building there.
Yeah.
So on the eve, I mean, not just after a huge event, here they are building what we're concerned about. And
well,
not,
they
people are very, very smart.
They understand the realities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when all this started 7 years ago, my wife's brother was in a military station in Savannah, Georgia. And we went to visit. Well, I get to Savannah, Georgia, and what do I see but these gigantic LNG tanks around the port right in the downtown area, you know, a half a mile from the downtown area. And to the best of my knowledge, nobody's died from that yet.
No.
So a lot of these allegations, they just don't make any sense. You know, they say, oh, well, what if we have an earthquake and a tsunami? I'm sure you've seen how these tanks are built. You know, it's a steel tank with 6 inches of concrete and another steel shell over the top of it. If we get an earthquake or a tsunami severe enough to damage one of those tanks, LNG is going to be the very least of our problems.
You well, know? One of the benefits that I think we haven't really talked about is that everyone's concerned about it's being on the North Spit. But they're not going to spend $5 billion or whatever it is to build something that's going to get washed away with a wave.
Yeah.
There's ways to engineer against that.
Well, of course.
And you think about, we have a lot of people in North Spit every day right now, recreating, working.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
they are in a heap of trouble in the event of a tsunami.
Oh, yeah.
The Jordan Cove Project will give them a place of refuge.
Yeah. So, you know, I never thought of that aspect. You know, I don't so much anymore because they closed off so much of the area, but I used to go over there and shoot regularly. Mm-hmm. I'm a high-volume shooter. I shoot mostly 22s, and I shoot up an average of 500 rounds a week.
I was going to say, that's an understatement, right?
But, you know, finding a place to shoot in the past has been extremely difficult because every time people gravitate towards an area to shoot, two things happen. Number one, there's a lot of people that don't respect the fact that you're out there playing with firearms. And number two, a lot of these people leave their trash out there. And my little shooting group, Rob's one of them, Bill's one of them, we actually clean up after ourselves. When we leave the woods, the only way you know that we were there was tire tracks. And not enough people appreciate what we really have here. But the North Spit, I think, has potential to be a tremendous industrial asset in a number of ways. From what I understand, the idea of a multi-use terminal is it's not dead. It's just on a back burner waiting to see what happens with Jordan Cove. Well, if we got a multi-use terminal, I could see all sorts of things blooming to create jobs.
Well, one of the most important things, Jim, is the condition of our channel. It's a great channel.
It is.
But ships are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And if we don't get more tonnage moving in and out of this port, we're going to perhaps even lose maintenance on the channel, but certainly would not be in a position to get the channel deepened.
Right.
So,
well, you know, every
this tonnage can be very helpful to this area.
Every 2 years at election time, little Peter DeFazio slithers out from under his rocks and comes along and he manages to get us funding for dredging. Well, if we don't start utilizing the port, how much longer is the Congress going to be willing to allocate that money?
Good
that's
point.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
And yeah, I think that's a very valid point. It goes back to the old thing, use it or lose it. I've got to take a break here. We're running way over time, which is about normal. So we're going to take a break. If you have any questions for John, or comments, now's the time to call 541-267-2124. We'll put you on the air. You can ask John your questions, and we'll give him adequate time to answer. So we're going to take the break, and we'll be right back.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
The RV business is booming at the Boomin' Y, and Gibbs RV is looking for nice pre-owned RVs to consign or buy. Gibbs RV makes it so simple. They will come to your location, give you a fair appraisal, and help take care of all the paperwork. It doesn't get any easier than that. So let the professionals at Gibbs RV take the hassle out of selling or consigning your RV. Stop by and see them today at 1845 Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay by the Big Boomin' Y in Empire. Or check them out at GibbsRV.com.
Hi, Danny at Far West Tire and Auto here. Sometimes deer like to jaywalk, or even once in a while a basketball forgets to look both ways before bouncing across the street. When those moments happen, be ready for the stop with the Michelin Premier All-Season Tire, a tire design with more performance in mind. Far West Tire and Auto on Highway 101 Coos Bay. Always the right tire, always the right price.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the show. I have in the studio with me Coos County Commissioner John Sweet. We're talking about various aspects of the county and what's going on. Now, last week when I had your opponent on, she indicated that she had attended several budget meetings, and in the interim, I know some people on the budget committee. So I asked him, have you ever seen her at any of the budget meetings? And the answer was no. I know you attend the budget meetings because you really don't have a choice. Have you seen your opponent at any of the meetings?
No.
Okay. So she lied.
And, you know, anytime you want to find out anything that's going on with the city council or any taxing district, the county itself, those budget meetings are probably the most important meetings. They're the ones where all the skeletons come out. They're the ones where they go through the line of the budget, line by line, to show you where the money's being spent, where the revenue's coming in. All of that is brought out, and those are very important because I think it's like a 3 or 4 meeting process, if I remember. It's like a whole couple of months. They have
it's
several
a lot
meetings.
More than that, Rob.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, I haven't been to one in a while.
The way it starts, I think you call in every department head and you ask, okay, prepare me a budget. What do you need? And then you review that, right? And then once you do it department by department, then you get the conglomerated amount together and you sit down and figure out, okay, we've got X number of dollars, so we can do this, this, and this, but we probably can't do that, that, and that.
Mm-hmm. And there's 27 departments, I believe, right?
Yeah, yeah, so it's basically budget committee is almost an ongoing, continuous job.
Well, it's a big job.
It is.
We're very fortunate to have some very good citizens on there that care a lot about the county and devote a lot of time to that. It's one of the major things the commissioners do. If you're going to be a commissioner, you should understand the budgeting process.
Absolutely.
Well, that's something to.
That's the primary thing that the commissioners do is manage the county's assets.
I'm very proud of the job that we have done, this commission has done in budgeting. I suppose you know that that part of your property taxes that go to support the county government are the second lowest in the state.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
If you owned a home in the average county in the state, your property taxes on that home, that part of your taxes that go to support government, would be over 2.5 times what you currently pay.
Yeah, we're
managing to balance the budget in spite of that.
I know, and that amazes me. I hear from people all the time that say, well, there's just too much fat in the county, they need to cut out the fat. Well, I haven't for several years because I find budget meetings, they bore me to tears.
Right.
So I don't make any bones about it. But that being said, I've sat in enough of those meetings to know I don't think there's anything that we can cut out that we don't absolutely need to operate, is there?
Well, can I put, before you start, we had county commissioners balance the budget on the backs of these county employees back in 2008, and they made some really hard decisions, but they had to make those decisions. And the county has never replaced a lot of those employees for the assessor's office, for the county clerk's office, and because they just don't have the money to do that. And part of the reason is that we have such a streamlined budget and there is no, you know, more cutting is because of that cut back in 2008, but our county still runs so efficiently that if you take our county employees to the revenue we get, we are the most efficient county in the entire state of Oregon because of that cut back in 2008. But if you take the ratio between employees and the amount of money that the county gets in, that is.
Right. Well,
we have very good and dedicated employees.
I
worked in private enterprise for most of my life.
Right.
So this is kind of a new gig for me. And I thought, well, this would be easy. We can find all kinds of places to save money. Not so.
No.
Not so, Jim.
Well,
our staff is just remarkable.
You know, just in a normal course of living, you have interactions with state and county level offices for various things. You know, you got DMV. If you want to burn something, you got to get a burn permit. And the thing I have noticed, and this is just an anecdotal thing, it's personal, so I want people to understand that, but dealing with county offices is so much easier and a much more pleasant experience than dealing with, say, a state office. Because the state offices, and I don't want to denigrate anybody here, but the facts are the facts. You go into most of the state offices, it's like they're doing you a favor to even talk to you. Whereas the county offices, I utilize county offices all the time. I'm always asking for information, getting documents. And to me, working with the county is just a pleasure. Everybody is easy to get along with. It's like they're anxious to help.
Well, Jim, I appreciate that comment, and I'm sure that our staff appreciates that very much. So they are dedicated to their jobs.
They do
a good job. While we're here, there's a couple of things I'd like to bring up. What we're talking about budgeting, what part of our county total budget is about $100 million
right.
a year. What part of that would you guess comes from property taxes?
I used to know that number.
I think you know quite a bit about the budget.
$63 million in property taxes were collected last year.
It's $5 million.
$5 million.
I mean, for the total 77 districts,
but,
it was $63 million.
We're looking at 5 or 6%. I think
that's all.
What it used to be.
That's all.
Yeah.
And so we're making good use of the public's money.
I think so. And the other thing, a lot of people don't understand. There are a multitude of revenue streams coming in from various sources. We've got grants of various types. We've got money coming from feds. We've got money coming from the state. I don't even know how many, but I know there's a whole bunch of revenue sources to make up a sufficient amount that we can operate. And the thing a lot of people don't understand is probably 80% of that we have no control over.
You're right. You're right on. 80% of the revenues received are dedicated for specific things. It may be roads. It may be public health. It may be mental health. It may be parole and probation. We can't use it for public safety. We can't use it to run our clerk's office so we can vote. We can't use it to run our assessor's office so that we can collect taxes to support all of the taxing districts, schools, cities, and county alike. So I think we do a darn good job. One of the things we've been able to do that I'm particularly proud of, those things I just talked about, the sheriff, the jail, district attorney, the clerk, the assessor, all those are paid for out of our general fund.
Right.
And that's where our property taxes go. Our general fund is a little over $20 million a year. So $5 million dollars is stretched even to that.
$5 million is a lot of money, but it's chump change.
We've been able to create since this commission has been together and in office $2 million of extra revenue for our general fund. That's 40% of what we collect for taxes, without raising taxes whatsoever.
Yeah,
and that's tough.
Yeah, it is, and we're seeing the results of it too because. I know the sheriff's department's put on more deputies. They've opened up areas of the jail that had previously been closed due to lack of budgeting. And
well, that's not quite right. We had the budget for it, but we were not able to hire the people.
And
then we realized that we were underpaying our deputies.
And I think we have to thank the Dunes for putting a lot of money.
Yeah, the Dunes helped out.
Absolutely.
And, you know, people should look at Bandon Dunes and compare how that has impacted the county's economy and then relate that to Jordan Cove, because Jordan Cove is going to be like the Dunes on steroids.
Right, yeah.
And the other thing a lot of people don't understand, there's an interesting federal law that says if Jordan Cove wants, or any energy company wants to locate in a specific area, they may not do anything detrimental to that area. And if what they're going to do appears to be detrimental, they have to pay to mitigate that.
That's why I was wondering why you were asking about that bond when FERC already has a lot of those regulations in place.
Yeah. So that being the case, I know some of the department heads and I know people in the various towns. I've been doing this a long time. From what I understand, just about everybody's putting together a grocery list to present to Jordan Cove and say, hey, you know, this is going to impact us, write us a check. And they will, without question. And people don't understand that this is like a gift horse. Here we have an organization that wants to move into the county that's willing to write us checks for some of our shortfalls. I mean, we can use that to backfill a lot of things.
It's amazing what will happen. You know, you have a two-thirds increase in our assessed valuation of the county.
Yeah.
It's going to create new revenues. It could conceivably reduce our tax, what we as citizens have to pay for taxes, because it's going to be spreading.
I'm not going to go that far, because if there's anything that's immortal, it's taxes.
Hold it. This commission cut your property taxes by about almost 20%.
Yeah, I was truly amazed, because I did some work on my house. You know, I've been remodeling the house for 30 years, and I've just about got it done, thank God. But even though I've improved the property, my taxes went up a bit, but then they seem to drop back a little bit, even in spite of the improvements. And I know it isn't because the assessor's office gave me any special privileges, because I know Steve Jansen pretty well, and I know some of his people that work for him. They didn't do me any favors. Here about a year ago, one of them came to look at the house because I'd gotten a permit to, I had a new furnace put in. So they come and inspect and check it out, which is good. That's what you expect them to do. But I was fully expecting my taxes go up, and they didn't. I'm not going to complain.
Well, Jim, one of the things we did do several years ago, we paid down some debt we had on the county gas pipeline.
Right, yes.
And paid off half of the indebtedness on that, and that saves our taxpayers $1 million a year.
Yeah. Well, and another thing people don't understand, you mentioned the pipeline. Yeah, we're paying for that, but the pipeline company
which pipeline?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, say that again,
John. The existing Coos County pipeline. Mm-hmm. They're actually paying us, and have been since day one, even though they don't have the volume that they anticipated. But they're still paying the county.
Well, that was the agreement.
Yeah, we're making money off of it, whether they do or not.
It's about a break-even for us.
Yeah,
But we're paying off the debt, and I anticipate a couple of things here that I'm not at liberty to talk about that will increase gas consumption
right.
immensely.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact, a third thing is just happening. GMA Garnett, an Australian company, has purchased the old ORC plant in Bunker Hill.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
They have 100 people over there working right now renovating that old plant. And when the renovation is done, there will be 20 people that will continue to work there. They've already brought in a shipload of raw material, which are garnet fines from South Africa.
Right.
And they have another one scheduled.
Oh,
and
okay.
They will refine those here, further refine them, grade them, package them, and this will be their distribution point for their product, which is used in sandblasting and watershed cutting
The garnet's a
very,
real
very
popular
hard substance.
Abrasive.
And it's reusable. They'll bring it back here and do it again.
Yeah.
And this will be their distribution point for all of Northern California, the Northwest, and clear back Idaho and Montana.
Yeah, I was.
So we're bringing in dollars from outside, not just turning them around, around here.
Yeah, I was down in that area here a few weeks ago and saw some activity. I didn't know what it was. I thought maybe they're just continuing to clean it up, but they're we actually have an industry coming in. That's a good thing.
It's not coming in, it's here.
Yeah.
And I'm proud to say I helped with
good.
That.
I got a question. Did they get enterprise zone subsidies on that?
They do.
They do. Okay.
Yes. But talk about
Bill. Bill just reminded me we're running way behind on a break, so we got to take another break here. So, again, if you'd like to ask John Sweet a question, now's your opportunity. 541-267-2124. If you don't call, we're going to go with my questions instead of yours. How about that? Anyway, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a couple
minutes. This is a great company.
Looking for a new or used firearm? You should get to know the friendly folks at World Pawn Exchange. Located at 1980 Sherman in downtown North Bend, World Pawn Exchange buys, sells, and trades firearms of all types. And with their extensive, ever-changing inventory, they could have just the right firearm for you. If they don't have that gun that you want in stock, they'll be more than happy to special order it for you. World Pawn Exchange in downtown North Bend, where you'll find more than you can possibly imagine.
In just a fast few minutes from right now, you can have life insurance for up to $500,000 without taking a medical exam and without leaving your home. We're Fast Life, and we're going to make this easy and fast. Odds are that you don't have enough insurance, or you're paying way too much for what you got, or you don't have any, and that's not good. Listen, nobody likes to think about life insurance, but we're grown-ups now, so call and protect your family. 1-800-254-9567, or go to fastlife.life. You've got insurance? That's great, but you may be able to get more coverage and pay less than what you're paying now. And with no medical exam, you can get it right over the phone, and that's fast. Faster than a speeding bullet? No, but fast. And we also said we make it easy. So call and get quotes, then submit an application over the phone, and that's it. And that's easy. Get approved, and coverage starts instantly. And that's fast. Faster than the speed of light? No, but fast. Call 1-800-254-9567 or go to fastlife.life. Fastlife.life. It's revolutionary. It's Fast Life.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Are your medical bills piling up due to cancer or another serious illness? You are not alone. Many people face this challenge. Here's how Coventry Direct can help. You can receive an immediate cash payment by selling your life insurance policy. If you have $100,000 or more of life insurance, you may be eligible to sell your policy, even a term policy. To find out if you qualify, call Coventry Direct today at 1-800-510-2800 to speak to one of our policy specialists. That's 1-800-510-2800. The cash you receive from selling your policy can be used to help pay medical bills or whatever you choose to give you financial security and peace of mind. Call Coventry Direct at 1-800-510-2800 or visit us at CoventryDirect.com. Coventry Direct, giving you the cash you need when you need it most. Coventry Direct is a marketing company and will refer qualified policies to a licensed entity.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the show. I have in the studio with me Coos County Commissioner John Sweet. We're talking about various issues. Mainly why people should vote for him. I want to address your opponent made allegations that the county commissioners are not properly managing the Coos County forest, that we're cutting the trees too fast. We went from a 50-year harvest cycle back to a 40-year harvest cycle. And now I'm not an authority on this. I remember when it happened. I remember that there were at least two and maybe even more public meetings on that to get public input. I know I attended one of them. It just didn't sound right when she was making these allegations, because I went to the meetings and I heard what was going on. But I figured rather than do the research and refresh my memory, I'd just ask you on the show because you deal with this every day.
Well, Jim, I'm very proud of our county forest. I work closely with Lance Morgan, our county forester. He and his crew of two young men,
right,
and a lady who looks after the books and the money just do a fantastic job. It's run very, very efficiently. We have 15,000 acres of county forest. 13,750 of those acres are harvestable.
Right.
In addition to harvesting trees, we also keep the forest open to the public to use for hunting, for hiking, for motorbiking, for cross-country biking, for firing rifles, picking mushrooms, everything. On top of that, it's generating about $4 million of profit a year for us right now, almost as much as we get from property taxes. Now, the claims of overcutting in the forest are just unsubstantiated.
Right.
We have a basic sustainable harvest level and we do so many acres a year.
Right.
When we are on a 50-year rotation, we divided 50 into our 13,750 harvestable acres, and
right,
that gave us an annual cut of 275 acres a year.
Okay.
We found that the trees that were growing, we have great growing site, that the timber was growing so big that most of the mills in the area could not manufacture it, could not process it. And mind you, we don't export any of our logs.
Right.
They all go to local mills, sawmills,
I think the law says they cannot be exported.
They cannot.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So we decided it costs about $60 to $80 a thousand to truck those big logs out
right
of the area. And so we wanted to get it back to where we had a log that could be processed here.
Right.
And the first step we did to do that was to change to a 40-year rotation. And you're absolutely right. This was discussed in our Forestry Advisory Committee meeting. It was discussed at budget meeting. It was discussed in board in work sessions, it was discussed at Board of Commissioners meetings.
Right.
And so there was no attempt whatsoever made to hide that from the public.
Right.
So when you divide 40 years, which is our new rotation, into 13,750 harvestable acres, your new amount of acreage harvested per year is 345 acres.
Okay.
So we've upped our harvest from 275 to 345. That should generate for us another profit of about $1 million a year, which will help with our
right
budgeting. Now, keep in mind, it gets complex, but most of the trees we're harvesting now are 50 and 60 years old.
Right.
When we get to a full 40-year rotation, even if we got to a full 50-year rotation, our footage will be going down. Our trees will be smaller.
Right.
But if they're bigger, we can't manufacture them here. We take it in the shorts by having to truck them out.
Right. We actually lose money by shipping them elsewhere.
So that's where we are on the county forest.
Something else, too, that I'd like to interject, if I may. The trees they're planting now are not the same trees that they planted 50 years ago. The newer trees, I don't know, but they grow faster. Mm-hmm. And if you spend any time in the woods, which I do, it's actually, they grow enough faster than the trees we were planting 50 years ago that you could see the difference.
No question, Jim.
What are they giving?
We're looking at some new strains of seeds. These are, I shouldn't say strains of seeds. These are seeds that have been picked from trees
right
that have grown more quickly than the rest.
It's basically selective seeding is.
And then we'll take those seeds and then ship them to a nursery to grow our nursery stock, and that's what we'll start planting.
Right.
So we're looking to improve our forest. Now, there's one more thing I should say to make sure that everything's clear on this. We are harvesting another 200 acres per year for the next 2 or 3 years now.
Right.
Because our trees are getting too big. Keep in mind, when we sell a sale, the buyer has up to 3 years to take it out.
Right.
And so there's potential to have 6 years more growth on these trees.
Right, yeah.
And so we need to get rid of some of this big stuff. However, one more thing before we're off of that subject. We are dedicating the money that comes from that non-sustainable harvest
right.
to buy new timberlands. We have already purchased 131 acres of new timberlands. We are negotiating on another 600 acres, and we want to continue doing that over the next 3 years to enlarge our county forest.
Well, that is actually really good news, because with more acres to harvest on a 40-year cycle and not allowing the trees to get too big to be economically viable, that's going to actually bring a significantly more money into the county, is it not?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'll tell you, we've got a caller here, Carolyn from Coos Bay. Carolyn, welcome to the Jim Bice Show. What's on your mind today?
Thank you. All I want to know is how I arranged to have a campaign sign.
Oh, I think Iman is giving them out everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Carolyn, somehow, I don't think you want to do it over the air. Give me your address, and I'll get one to you.
Yeah.
Okay. 636. No, I don't want to give you my address.
Carolyn, after we go off the air, stay on the phone. I'll have my my producer get your name and address, and I'll give that to John, okay?
Thank you.
Off air.
Carolyn, I thank you so much.
Okay.
You're welcome, John. Bye.
You know, I tried to stick a political sign in John's house, but he can't park in the front of his house because there's no parking on the street. So I couldn't. I was going to run out and throw a sign in his yard, but you can't do that, John. I got problems with this.
We got to take a break. We got to get one more in, and we're almost out of time. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Oregon, it's Rob from Basin Tackle. Don't forget to tune in to KWRO or KWRO.com every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for your premier Southern Oregon radio program, The Basin Tackle Outdoor Show, where we set you up for adventure and give you directions to get there.
Yeah, I left my heart in Oregon.
Well, I was driving across town when my car got down, started lurching and trying to die. Well, luckily there was a shop, and when it struggled to a stop, a nice fella met me right outside. I said, man, something's wrong. What the heck is going on? He said, I tell you this, I got no doubt. You just relax and don't you worry. We can fix it in a hurry because your car is what we're all about. We do it all.
Bayshore Auto and RV Repair, your one-stop shop for all your automotive and RV mechanical repairs. Stop by and see Jeff and his friendly staff on Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay.
Slip away to the tropics. The tropical decor at the new Copacabana, North Bend's newest and friendliest night spot. The Copacabana is located at 645 Virginia Avenue and features not only a full-service bar for all your favorite adult beverages, but offers hamburgers, seafood, and appetizers to satisfy your munchies. They're open from 5 till midnight Monday through Thursday and 5 till 2:30 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. At the Copacabana, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights are special with a live DJ for your dancing and listening pleasure. That's the Copacabana, 645 Virginia in North Bend. Stop by tonight.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I have John Sweet in the studio with me. We're talking about some of the things going on at the county, and I guess we do have one more caller. Oh, don't have a caller? Okay. Bill's got me confused, which is not difficult. I'm confused to begin with. You mentioned off air that we actually make money on thinning the forest too.
Well, Jim, we don't. The thinning we do currently is pre-commercial thinning.
It was the clear cut that he made money on.
Oh, right, yeah.
But there has been some talk by my opponent about the need to do thinning.
They're already thinning. I'm in the woods all the time. I see it.
And to do selective logging. I showed you this picture of what happened here to a forest that had been selectively logged.
Right.
You opened it up to the wind, and we lost the rest of the forest 2 years after we logged it to wind.
Yeah.
And the average stumpage that we got on a selectively logged sale was only 25% of the stumpage. That's the dollars.
That's
the dollars you get per 1,000 board feet of logs harvested.
Right.
On a selective logging show, we only got 25% of the per thousand.
Per thousand.
Rate,
okay.
As we did on a clear cut. We can't afford to do that.
No. We do have one more caller. We've got Mel from Charleston. Mel, welcome to the Jim Bai Show. Did you have a question?
Thank you, Jim. And I just wanted to call and thank Commissioner Sweet for being a commissioner that actually listens to his constituents. We've had challenges out in Charleston, and he has really been right there down personally to walk with us and talk with us and to solve our problems and realize that we're contributing as a fishing economic venture and as tourism. So we do appreciate his interest in our community and coming down and chatting with us.
Well, that's nice. Thank you.
It is nice.
Mel, thank you very much. Yeah. That's very kind of you.
It's good to hear from you, Mel. You don't call often enough.
Oh, but I listen. You know that. I roar sometime. Last week you had me in stitches. So anyway, thank you. And I do thank Commissioner Sweet. He's really been a faithful and has listened to many of our woes and has come forth and really helped us. So he's a good guy.
Okay.
Well, all right. Thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks, Mel. You have a great day.
She clearly doesn't know me very well.
I've known Mel for years. She is such a sweetheart. We've only got a couple minutes, so I'm going to kind of give it over to you. Talk about anything you want, why people should vote for you, okay?
Well, a lot rather answer questions. This is not easy for me to do. Well, I would appreciate as much support as you can possibly give me. I think this commission has done a great job. We've balanced the county budget every year now for 5 years. I expect to do that again without even thinking about raising taxes. We have generated new non-tax revenues, about 40% of what we get from property taxes. Without that, we'd have a hard time balancing the budget. I think the commission deserves a great deal of credit for doing that.
I do, too. Having been in on those sessions, to me, budgeting is boring to death. I've gone to the meetings because I got to, but I don't want to. And I think you guys have done a tremendous job keeping county services open and available to the people, even in these times of increased costs on just about everything across the board. Even though revenues are going up, I question how much longer we're going to be able to keep playing this game of robbing Peter to pay Paul just to make things balance. And
it's tough. We have things over which we have little to no control, so it's very difficult to overcome those.
Yeah, when you've only got control of 5 or 6% of the budget, it's real difficult.
Well, we've been talking about a couple of businesses, one that's just located here, another that's proposing to locate here. And lest you think that's all we think about, I want you also to know, all the listeners to know, that this commission has done a lot to support tourism. We're participating in a new group that here to support tourism here on the South Coast,
right.
Primarily supported financially by Bandon Dunes. We've added a bike trail to our county forest. It's very,
right.
Very popular. I was surprised to find out how popular it is, and I was surprised to find out that these people that come bring their bikes here come to spend money.
Well, this is the most gorgeous place on earth.
So
you know.
So we're not just looking at industrial development.
Yeah,
we're well aware that we need to diversify, and tourism is a big part of that.
It is, you know, and the thing is, the part of the reason we're in the problems we've got now is we put all of our eggs in two baskets, basically, in the past, logging and fishing. And even when I moved to Coos County 30 years ago, I saw the writing on the wall. I mean, everything changes. But unfortunately, we are out of time. John, I thank you for coming in. I wish you the very best in the election. And for those of you listening out there, I will be back next week. And until then, I want you to go out there and you have a great week.
The Way Talk should be heard, 6:30 and